Welcome to Afternoon Tea.
Where's our damn fucking theme?
What?
Where's our theme?
I was going to put it in later.
I want our theme. Right. Play the theme.
Okay. You can play it just as easily as I can.
Yeah, but what deal is you?
Does anybody listen to this?
No, I don't even know that I...
Alright, I'll dig up the theme.
I don't have it readily available.
Hey, does anyone actually listen to this? Can you tell?
If anyone listens to this, they should email us Weirmint.
At, what is it now?
I don't know. Is it bigtea@sunflare.com?
Yeah, that'll
work. bigtea@sunflare.com?
Either one will work.
Fuck you, we don't listen to you at bigtea@sunflare.com?
At bigtea@studios?
No, at sunflare.com.
At Sunflare, it'll work.
Okay. I believe we have a 5 official subscribers.
Oh.
And no proof that anyone listens. There we go, there's the thing.
There you go.
I feel better now.
The camera probably can't even pick it up.
I don't care, I still feel better. Alright, we have a theme! It's gonna play again! Just like last show.
Did it play again last show?
Yeah, it went. When we were doing Skype?
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad show.
I'd rather forget about that one.
And this show?
Last show?
Surely that was 2 shows ago.
Did we do one since then?
No, I guess not.
Like we had Christmas. And we had the utter dejection of being ripped off by a better show.
Yeah. The only thing we have going for us.
Yes.
You're going to sell the things.
You want me to sell them? Alright, give me.
They won't get anything out of them, but sell them.
I don't know, some of those might go.
They're like $5.
Cool. But yes. Dignation, the function of the format we stole the actual tea part of our show.
Come on.
We had our tea choices, and they stole it. And we had Dodge choices. We wanted to be our tea sponsor, and their Dignation sponsor. And you can buy a Dignation set there.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Dignation. You're better than us. Is it picking me up even though I'm like completely the opposite direction?
It should be. It's right over there.
Yeah, I know. Hello, camera.
I don't know. If you want to check it, we can.
Oh, I don't care. Because no one listens to us.
It has to be better than last show, anyway.
True.
It probably isn't picking me up all the way over here.
Yeah. So you're just hearing me, like, answer him randomly. You don't know why. Now, the question is, so you can answer no one here, what are we drinking? What's today's tea?
Today's tea is get out the box.
All right, get out the box. I guess I can close them.
Because
I think that.
If anybody listens to the show and wants to view this show instead, all they need to do is email us.
Yes.
And we'll put the show up on video.
And then we'll have some watchers instead of listeners.
I know, that'd be pretty nice. We'll put up a whole feed every week if one person emails
us. Yes, just one.
Well, not every week, you know, whenever we do it.
For every show, though, we'll do a video feed if one person emails us.
But right now we're drinking Twinings, I guess, or Twinings?
Twinings.
English breakfast tea.
Cool.
And this English breakfast.
At 7:38 in the evening.
Yes. This English breakfast tea happened to come all the way from Ireland, of all places. All
right.
I thought it was kind of ironic.
That is ironic.
Breakfast tea from Ireland. They make an Irish breakfast tea as well, but they didn't sell it in Ireland. Go figure.
I'm not touching that.
Well, maybe they did in the Republic. That was in Northern Ireland.
True. That would be different.
Which is practically England anyway.
Yeah. It's good, though. Tea's good. It's pretty much just like, you know, regular black tea, but it's good.
Well, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, so. So, I told you I was saving this for the show. We went down to Florida for Christmas to surprise my brother and see my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove down because we didn't feel like paying for plane tickets.
Uh-huh.
And so it was me, my father, my mother, and my grandmother. My grandmother
likes
Billy Graham, James Dobson, and people like that. And we got into one of the hotels late one night, and there was no restaurants open, except one, so we went there. We took my 75-year-old grandmother to Hooters, where my father and I proceeded to get ourselves kicked out.
Oh.
Twice. Well, actually, he got kicked out twice, I got kicked out once.
That's my, playing some of his games with the waitress?
No, had nothing to do with waitress.
He ended up ordering pizza from the neighbor.
We were
asking the waitress to order pizza.
No, that was a different restaurant on a business trip. And that wasn't actually him, he was just there with them.
Uh-huh.
But, we were sitting there minding our business, and the manager came over and told my father he had to leave. And then later, he came over and said that both me and my father had to leave. Because we were sitting in Hooters reading. We were tired after the trip, and so we just wanted to de-stress into our books, so the manager told us we had to leave. He was joking, but the story's not as much fun if you tell that first.
Okay. Wow.
That's great.
But the one waitress liked my hair.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah? That's very good. And my grandmother wondered if, my mother wondered if the waitresses were there paying off school, and my grandmother wondered if the waitresses were there paying off implants.
Probably a combination.
Yeah. See, I have a not completely non... or a completely original story that I did not steal from anywhere.
I think something
that Dick Nation cannot have. It's mine and mine only.
I don't know, they might steal it. Watch out.
No, they're just cooler than we are. We need a new format.
Do you know that Torque
is... We do need a new format.
You have to stand like this, and if your boobs don't touch the...
Uh-huh.
You can't work there.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's just what mine is.
All the girls working there were, as you would expect.
Touch the wall.
Yes, they would have all touched
the wall.
All right, more thing.
Sorry, I just had to kind of
hey, it's only
draw
good part.
The conversation off.
It's the only good part of our show.
So we were quickly sinking into Martin Sargent, and just talking about breasts.
Well, Martin Sargent has more listeners than we do.
I guess that's true. Maybe that's
he has listeners that
the format clue.
That email him and tell him how horrible he is, again and again.
Hate me.
I would
talk exactly. Again and again. The same listeners?
Multiple shows.
Topic for you.
Uh-huh.
Tell Eric about this amazing race and how the one man keeps hitting his wife on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, there's this reality show. It
mm-hmm.
quickly become my favorite show on television. Probably my favorite show of all time on television. I'm not much for reality shows. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to complain about all the reality shows because there's no reality at all.
I think just they brainwashed you.
Well, they did a darn good job of it.
Speaking of which, you're drooling and you're looking a little spaced out.
What are you talking about? No. Anyway, they it's a show called The Amazing Race, or is it just Amazing Race? But whatever. It's in like the ninth season now. They're filming the 10th this summer.
They're filming the 9th.
They just filmed the 9th.
You guys have salt.
They
the
just
eight.
Showed
they
the 9th.
They showed the 8th.
Just showed the 8th. But I think they filmed the 9th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, filmed the 9th.
It's right down here. I used it. I think that's... Is that the three holes in the top?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway...
Anyway.
In the show, these teams, usually they're two people.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The first season we watched was the family edition. And they
okay.
were teams of four people. But most of the time it's teams of two people.
Wasn't the two people from Survivor the couple that got married on that show?
I don't know. They might have been on one of the seasons.
I think they were.
Rob
and
Whatever it is.
I really don't know. They haven't been on any of the seasons up.
Okay.
And the goal is to essentially race around the world.
Uh-huh.
But what you're doing is you're racing to different spots, and
right.
then you have to do something at that spot, or at least get a clue at that spot.
So they stole the idea off the chipmunks.
The chipmunks?
Maybe.
The chipmunks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was... the chip. You know who the chipmunks are, right? The whole cartoon guys?
Yeah.
Alvin,
uh-huh.
Simon Theodore?
High voice.
Well, there's the three guys and the three girls. And they had a movie where they had hot air balloons and they raced each other around the world. And they thought it was to go around and do stuff like that. You know, to win a prize, but it was really to smuggle diamonds around the world.
Oh, okay.
Good movie.
Well, I don't think they're smuggling diamonds in this case.
Are you sure? You are brainwashed, remember?
That's true. I think there'd be easier way to smuggle diamonds.
Tell a story.
But anyway... So, and the Game Show Network shows the old seasons.
Okay.
So we're watching one of the older seasons right now. Do you remember, is it 7?
Mm-hmm.
Season 7, I think it is.
So it's like whenever I watch The Real World, I only watch it when it's the recap of the season before a new season comes out.
Yeah.
So
but this is all the old episodes re-aired. Every night except for Tuesday night on Game Show Network.
What the hell is Tuesday?
Dog
Eat
Dog.
Dog Eat Dog, yeah. Some other game.
Oh, boy.
So.
That's a goodie.
Yeah.
They. And there's this guy on there.
There's what episode that actually was previous Survivor people do.
Alright.
Survivor's by with Rio show my parents.
Yeah. There's this guy on there, and he is so emotionally abusive to his wife. Who is his teammate.
Uh-huh.
And he's getting to be physically abusive on the show.
That's cute.
I just can't understand it. If somebody acts that way on camera, in public, how does he act in private?
Like a civilized human being?
Huh?
Like a civilized human being?
Somehow I doubt it. Obviously, he sees nothing wrong with what he's doing. You know, he's shoved her... He yells at her constantly.
Is there any commentary?
He degrades her.
No.
Or
no.
Just like film?
Not really.
Okay.
No commentary.
So no.
At the end of the race, the host talks to the
okay.
the racers at the end of each stage.
I mean my pasta.
Your potatoes.
She's pushy.
Mm-hmm. Our red potatoes.
Good stuff.
I like
red.
So he's abusive.
He's completely abusive. I've never witnessed somebody as terrible as he is.
We'll show it to Eric. And
except for on like cops or something.
Mm.
You know where they're going after this guy is abusive.
The guy got kicked off his railroad once for smacking one of the other.
Mm-hmm. But you don't get kicked off the anyways.
Yeah. So this is quite extreme.
I think it was that show too, that it was like the Leno or someone, the top 10 things that the Amazing Race had taught them that week.
Oh.
And one of them, they got the length distance, was a little person.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was midget people, or midgets
mm-hmm.
don't get electrocuted, but she apparently grabbed an electric fence and was like, ah! And let go, it was fine.
We watched some of that season, not the whole thing, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I only saw the battle on them. That's, wow.
Yeah.
You learn new things every day.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them you try to forget.
Yeah. So that's my big big thing there right now, of what's in that. So,
do you know where 70 and 79 connect?
Mm-hmm.
Where we always get lost because we're not paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
We're stuck in 10th grade.
Is this about the overpass?
Yes, the overpass that randomly collapsed. Which apparently wasn't like the entire thing, it was just like the sidewall. I saw
okay.
some video of it yesterday and it was much less. Drove through it, no problem. And it was never entirely clear if it was actually part of the interchange or was it like just to the one end or the other of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it always said 70, but they kept saying on the 79 interchange. So I was never quite sure. But I didn't see any busted up underpasses where I went under the other day. And traffic went straight through.
Good.
And Clifton Bridge and Hampton becomes it. Or they're talking about Bridge and Hampton as opposed to it. There's two open great bridges in Pennsylvania, and both are now closed.
Oh, yeah?
Or, not Pennsylvania, in Allegheny County.
Was this one? No, that's in Washington.
No, that was like a real bridge. Open great. Or just a cheap bridge or a creek. Because the salt and stuff goes through them, and then or it goes through the grape, and then...
kills stuff.
No, it eats away at the supports for the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Making it inherently dangerous. But yeah, there's one in Hampton and one somewhere else.
All right.
I don't know where in Hampton, but they did name it Hampton. And then show it on the map. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'll watch out for open great bridges.
Yeah, but so just randomly, like a chunk of bridge collapsed.
And was it the why yet?
It was there was the last inspection said it was distressed, which you didn't need repaired, but it wasn't essential. And then they think an overweight truck went over.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like the entire bridge; it was just like.
Uh-huh.
Part of the side. It was much less scary in the aftermath. But it hit a car.
That's pretty scary.
And it hit whoever was driving behind them.
Were those people all right?
I don't remember. Honestly. I don't think they got killed or anything. But. Yeah, so PennDOT's got butt in hot water right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there's so many bridges in Pittsburgh that the International Bridge Coalition or whatever they're called has had every convention they've ever had in Pittsburgh, and they're booked in whatever hotel they use for the convention for the
mm-hmm.
next 25 years. And the guy who designed the Brooklyn Bridge came to Pittsburgh for inspiration.
All right.
Pittsburgh is the city of bridges.
Well, yeah.
So if there's a problem with bridges, we're fucked.
Like there apparently has been.
Went and saw the Penguins Tuesday. It was Megan's birthday
present.
It was good.
Who were they play? Who did they play?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
And they won, of course.
The Maple Leafs did, yes.
Ah.
The Penguins went ahead with a very nice goal. And then watched the puck go into the goal. And then gave up a couple of okay goals. And then came back, tied it up. I guess it was 2-2, so it just gave them a little. And then, like every other game, they went to overtime and lost. Every game I've watched them this season, they've gone to overtime and lost. They're last in their division, even though they keep going into overtime. So lose.
Great.
They're really amusing.
So.
And in Lemieux came and said, no, because he's hurt.
Well. Now, the reason I brought up the Amazing Race was not just because I'm aghast at what this guy's been doing.
You're not aghast at what he's doing?
I am aghast at what he's doing.
Oh, that's in addition to that.
But in addition to that,
okay.
I brought it up because I thought that you and I would make a good team for the Amazing Race.
That would be amusing.
I thought we had this gimmick going, you know, we're podcasters and...
Oh.
And friend for a long time. You know.
Wait, who said we were friends? Dude, something messed up with my screen. Look at this. What's that wrong?
That is great. That is the best liquid effect I've ever seen.
Is it? My screensaver.
That is fantastic. It really does look like it.
The first time I watched it, I think I went to dip the water. For listeners who are not listening...
Even from the side. Listeners who are not listening?
Right. I have a screensaver that takes a picture of my desktop and then puts water ripples over it. And it's really realistic. And it really screws people's head.
It is incredible.
If you pretend something's wrong with your screen, you show it to them, they're like, what the hell? And that's watching in amazement.
Yes.
I can't get the Sanscape scanner anymore.
The,
it's PC only.
Oh, that's too bad.
I missed that. It was the best screensaver ever. And I still remember when you and Dave made fun of me for watching it. And then I walked down and you guys watched it.
addictive, what can I say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the...
That's a really good one.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's fun. Okay, I'll look it up. You can tell I've been on this actually. I hesitate to say this, but something very rare happened to me today.
Okay.
I never know what happened to anyone. OS X crashed.
OS X itself crashed.
Itself. It brought this weird screen in like four languages with a little picture of the power button.
Oh yeah, I've gotten that.
You've gotten that? Okay.
I think mine's always been an overheat problem.
Ah, okay. Well, it was acting like... Well, I wonder if it was heating, because it was just...
making all kinds
of noise and stuff. I don't know what it was, it restarted.
I think mine has always been a heat problem.
And then when it came back up, it's like, oh, it's... That quit unexpectedly. I'm like, okay, heat would make sense.
So...
It does. Sometimes they'll get some process on it, and it'll just keep working until it flips out. Usually I can make it stop, but Megan was using it at the time, so...
Mm-hmm. So that's why you need to run it in a sandbox.
Why a sandbox?
Is there a Mac emulator for Mac? I mean, there's a classic emulator, but is there an OS X emulator for OS X?
No, just because you need to do that for Windows, that would not do anything for your heat problem.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the reason I have a heat problem is because I have a G4, 12-inch G4 that's... 12-inch iBook G4 that everything is crammed into, you know, no space whatsoever.
G3 never overheated.
G3.
There you go. And I wonder why they didn't put the G5 in there.
Yeah. But I can't wait for the Pentium M.
Mm-hmm. You think it's going to come out in MacBook?
And something will.
Something will.
Something will.
The biggest bets right now are an Intel iBook or an Intel Mac Mini.
I don't know. I see the PowerBook coming out before the iBook.
But the PowerBook's been updated more recently. The iBook hasn't had a major revision since it went to G4.
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's definitely not going to be the PowerMac.
Yeah.
I want one. You know, you can't even buy a single-core PowerMac anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Not new. They start at dual core and go up.
Uh-huh. Those are nice, but, when it has dual core Pentium, I'll be happier. Or dual core AMD 64, now that would be something.
But two dual cores, I don't care who makes it.
I agree, but, yeah, I don't know. Not going to last that long, I mean... They're moving away from 64-bit. Nothing's ready for 64-bit. They're moving away from it.
Did you hear there's rumors that Apple's moving away from FireWire entirely?
From FireWire. That'll be a sad day.
Mm-hmm. Adam Christensen on the MacCast was begging Apple not to do it.
I don't know what I'll do if I can't get a new Mac with FireWire.
Exactly. That's the point. No, and it's... It's base. It was one person support, so it means not factual at all. And it was, and I know it came from the fact that they're slowly dropping it from the iPod.
Mm-hmm.
But the iPod's got space and window considerations, and the Mac does not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think crap. But I threw it out there because it was fun.
Yeah.
I think we're doing better with no actual stories.
Quite possibly.
And just bitching.
So this is the final episode of Afternoon Tea in its current format.
Yes, final episode.
Hopefully we'll have some sort of new format pretty soon. Come back at you. So in honor of that momentous occasion, I bought you a little gift. You
bought me a gift?
Yeah. If you look behind you, you'll find another gift. In addition to the gifts we already gave
you. Why don't you know them?
Here's a little gift.
The little thing down there?
Little one. This also came all the way from Ireland.
You're spoiling me.
In fact, this may have come from Scotland. I can't remember.
Friendship tea.
So there you go.
Awesome.
A little tea as a send-off from afternoon tea in its current form.
Now, does that mean you're firing me from the show?
Well, you know, there have to be some changes around here somewhere.
Yeah, I thought we'd get rid of the big tea.
I don't think he's going to like that very much.
No.
We've already pretty much phased him out of the show.
Yeah. And we shouldn't really say that on air because he's monitoring.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh. Show about this tea. It says fun.
Yeah, it has a little metal tag on it that says fun.
Cool.
And it's friendship tea.
We'll have to have this next episode when we have a new format.
Well, probably made in America, but I brought it all the way from Europe.
Let's see. It doesn't look like it. It looks like it's... It says... Oh, the address is London.
All right.
Todaywasfun.com.
Todaywasfun.com. That's a great URL.
URLs are fun. You know, prices and pounds? Yeah, it's definitely... Cool.
There you go. Now, it might be loose leaf tea, I don't know,
no,
but I think you have a tea ball, right?
No, I don't, but I'll manage. Yeah, exactly. Now, since we're ditching this format and we need a new one,
uh-huh.
If anyone's listening out there, for the first time, because there's no repeat listeners, obviously.
Yeah, well, I think we have two listeners.
Two
or two robots.
Two robots. No, are there actual
they
robots?
They are listening on... Windows machines.
Are there actual robots listening?
Well, you know, if they're intelligent enough to email us, we'd like those robots to email us.
You should email us with suggestions for our new show. If you want us to do robot reviews,
we
have fun with it. I just got a new wire. It's got a whole bunch of stuff about the car that won the challenge.
Uh-huh.
It's cool. Reading up on that. Reading up on about all the new stuff that real car companies are doing for, like, current cars. There's, I have the new sensor. GM is putting an inexpensive GPS system into their cars.
Ooh.
That talks to other cars. So, keep you from, like, smashing into another GM.
Well, see, now, but GPS unit is not more accurate than...
Than what?
Than, like, 5 feet.
Yes, but,
So it'll probably tell you that you're crashed into it when you're far away, or tell you that you're... fine if you're crashed into it.
Did
you see the video?
No.
Of the car that was supposed to stop itself before it crashed into another car?
Now, I will like to point out that this isn't out in cars yet. No, I did not see that.
Well, it obviously failed and crashed right into it.
No.
In a big demonstration, the press was all there.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's like when 98 crashed at the 98 reveal.
Yeah, just like it, only this was an expensive car.
Well, it's ad for IBM, I think, and they're pushing virtual modeling or something, you know. And Matt's trying to advertise the T to the camera for the video feed rocker release.
Yeah. Just
but,
hoping.
Yeah, Twinnings, if you want to sponsor us, we'll release it.
They are the, by appointment to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, tea and coffee merchants, R. Twining, Twinning and Company Limited, London.
Cool. But, what were we talking about? What was I talking about? Alright, so there's just a group of people, now it's obviously just a silly commercial, but they're trying out the new prototype. It's a golf cart with stuff, and it goes crazy across the golf course and smashes into a sand trap and blows up.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you should try IBM virtual modeling. Isn't that expensive? Isn't that expensive? Pointing to the blown up coffers, like, yeah, that is expensive. It's funny when I watch it. I like commercials. You know what I would love as a job?
What's that?
To review commercials. I have an opinion about every commercial. Which, I got to do that actually on my Harris Pulse. I got to review a upcoming commercial and I ripped it to shreds because it was a shitty commercial.
Alright.
I had intelligent.
Was it a commercial that was out already? Or
no, it was too common.
Alright. That's pretty neat.
I like Harris Pulse. It makes me feel important.
Good.
And it gives me free stuff. That's actually the reason I like it.
Does it actually give you free stuff?
I've gotten the 4 Harry Potter books.
Alright.
And a waffle maker.
Alright. I could use a waffle maker.
Yeah. I broke it quickly. It was just a handle, so it still worked.
Right. So.
Yes. I think we're running out of steam.
I think we are out of steam, and I'm out of tea.
Oh, I've been out of tea.
So.
For a while.
So I guess we're out of afternoon tea. Now all our listeners are two robots out there. Let me check and see the actual number. All
right.
But those listeners, if they are actually real listeners and not, as we suggested on a few occasions, computers at a local library that have been set to subscribe to us.
Hey, that's a compliment in itself.
By people who don't listen to the show, somehow. If they are actually listeners...
We should do that to all the library computers and see if anyone finds us that way.
I know. Might be a good idea. They can email us at bigt@sunflare.com. Well, we have 12 people subscribed.
12 people? Well, it's like...
Well, 12 things subscribed.
That's still, like, last I heard was 5.
Hold on, let me see. Let me see who's actually a listener and who's a... Okay, still only 4 iTunes listeners. One of whom is me.
One's me.
Okay.
2 on iTunes. Boy, it's such a cool logo.
And those 2 are Windows clients.
Wait.
What? You're not subscribed?
Oh, it's Vinny. Did you see Vinny's review?
No.
It says customer reviews, average rating 5 stars. We have a 5 star review.
On what?
On afternoon tea.
Where?
Alright, look, search it up. Search for it in the music store and see what it brings up. I'm gonna read this. This is a customer review, average rating 5 stars. I do a random podcast search and look what I find. 5 stars by Captain V45. It's nice to have a taste of WCDE while I live in Philly. I was surprised to find this podcast and at the same time I figured you guys would do this. Any chance your radio drama is making their way online? Vinny. We still have to go do the radio drawings now. We have to have a listener.
But that's strange because I only have 2.
Well, he would be Matt.
Matt listeners. I think somebody's not reporting.
I don't know. But it's Vinny.
Let me find Big T Studios right here.
It's Vinny. Vinny found us.
That's going to be good.
We have an average rating of 5 stars. I'm going to cry. It's so wonderful. I love you, Vinny. Sorry,
okay.
I couldn't come to the wedding.
Anyway.
I was broke.
Well, I mean, he could have found it on there. He could be listening through some other...
Yeah, he could have just an aggregator. Oh, shit. Yeah.
We've got 2 people using Safari who have subscribed to our feed.
Would that,
let me see if one
would
of
that include
me.
The RSS feed just straight?
One of them are, yeah.
Yeah, I have it subscribed to it.
Not me. Oh, wait, this isn't Safari. But no, I don't think I have it. So.
I have it hooked up to Safari, too.
Then I always get this Jakarta Commons generic client. Which it doesn't tell me any information. That could be in. And not identified. That could be in. And a Perl-based feed reader.
Interesting.
And something else.
You know, Big T Studios has no articles. I'm going to pull it from my... That's all I'm sure it is within my date range. But
yes.
Yeah. Let's click.
Okay.
Do we get any new comments? That's awesome. That just, like, makes me happy.
Okay, I pulled it up. Well, that's great.
Thank you, Vinny.
Captain V45. All right. And that's the only review he's given as well.
Wow.
Yeah,
isn't
that great?
You removed a blog post or a post? Was it a spammer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerk.
No, that's all I ever remove. I don't remove any real comments. We've only had one kind of real comment that we talked about on the last episode. And that's it. Okay. Well, that's all that's interesting.
KDKA. that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Wow. So we definitely have to keep afternoon tea on. We just have to find our new niche.
Yeah. Whoa.
So Vinny.
Hey, check this out.
What's this?
Tim Armstrong CD is up there.
Alright. Well, let's go and search. Alright, Vinny, if you're listening, email us and tell us what you'd like to hear. I know you'd like to hear the radio dramas. We are planning them. But email us and say if there's anything else you want us to and we'll
see. I had a new idea.
What's that?
For one of these radio dramas. I thought if we did it all
mm-hmm.
the episodes in one day.
Okay.
And then just broadcast them.
Oh, okay, okay, I got you.
Just released it in little bits.
No, that's good. That'd be easier to find people for.
Yeah, that's what
I
was thinking.
That.
Find like a weekend sometime when people aren't doing it much of anything.
Yeah.
And just in one day just do all the episodes.
Sounds good. I like that. So
that I think will be the plan for Larry Snodder. Anyway.
We'll have to do it for No Chocolate for Megan too.
I'm proud.
Of what?
Of getting Tim's CD available for download on iTunes.
It says, was his review helpful? I said yes for any review.
Are you still recording?
Yes.
Oh.
We're boasting about our own second show.
Now, it claims that it's a partial album. I don't know why. Because it's not a partial album. But anyway.
Yep, there it is. Partial album.
Now, you know how we were
making
Nance to Celtic Tiger?
No, did we get to see the stats on his sales if he sells
anything? Yeah.
Cool.
What about Celtic Tiger?
Yeah, you know, I told you
we're
going to
make
that about Nance.
Uh-huh. You want
to see what we have?
In a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, sweet. Well, I'm all out of stuff to talk about.
Oh, wow, I'm just speechless.
Yeah? Kind of crazy stuff going on.
Crazy.
Anyway,
stuff.
We'll be back with you guys for the newly redesigned Afternoon Tea.
Something.
Sometime.
Resembling, but entirely unlike Afternoon Tea.
There we go.
Oh, we have to turn that into a slogan or some sort.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fun. Alright, I got a phone call with my girlfriend.
Okay.
There we go.
Well.
Hey, you. How are you?
We can just listen to this conversation.
Hey, shut up.
Sure.
I'm going to show you my dance.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.